Good evening. As we were sitting silently together in Holy Communion, the words "healing happens in silence" came so clearly to mind. So let us all know that whether anyone speaks or not, we are all being healed. We are all allowing the silence to reveal the reality of our true identity to our human awareness. It is never not happening. God is never not being. But in the silence, we come aware of that happening. That divine activity, which in truth has been happening in us from the beginning, to divinely extricate us from what we are identified with in this world, which is a personal sense of I. I am universal being. It says to and within us all. But much of the time we have another idea. We have a personal sense. We entertain a personal sense of that universal freedom that is our divine inheritance by grace and which is undeniable. The darkness never has, never can, and never will deny that omnipresent light that is the I within each and every one of us. We have never not been what it is that we discover ourselves to be in that moment of silence when divinity reveals the reality of true identity. We just need to find a place conducive to allowing ourselves the privilege of letting that experience happen. That is why we're here. We all know all the words in all the books and all the teachings from all the teachers from out throughout all time. But they are all to one end and one end alone. And if we are able to release them all now, the truth of those words will become a reality in our awareness. But it can only be revealed and it can only be received in the silence of our own withinness. This may well be, because of that, a silent weekend. Far be it for anyone to tread on the flowers of peace. That reveal to individual being the reality of our true self. So I am willing to speak, but I am also willing to remain silent. in the conviction that this experience takes place within individual awareness when it is allowed to be still. That is why we're here. We have brought the fruits of our labors. To a place of peace where we might find spiritual rest in which the seed of divine awareness can be sown and come forth and reveal itself. We are all too full of words. Let them dissolve, let them melt. When he, that silent one, utters his silent voice and dissolves the illusion of duality, please remember, we're not waiting for words, we are letting an experience happen. We are letting the one happening be made manifest in our awareness. And don't be disappointed if no words are spoken, because that may not be why we are here. But to share the awareness of a greater dimension of our innermost self. We are each being invited to come unto me as the eye of our own being reveals itself to us within us. Because Joel says the infinite way is not just another teaching to be added to the teachings in the world. It is an experience. An experience that happens in the silence. It never isn't happening, we just become aware of it in the silence. We are encouraged to be still. We are invited to take no thought. And we are told to have no fear, for there is only one, I. The I, the infinite, universal I, of that one eternal presence, is the I of your being. That says to us all, have I been so long with you, and you still do not know me? But in stillness you shall know me. And in silence you shall be healed of the illusion of mortality. Because in reality you are that eternal one. The evidence of the senses does not testify to this. But what is that to thee, when you know I within you am that eternal one, forever revealing the fullness and the allness of myself to you as the I of you. This is the infinite way of being. It is that high calling toward which we have all pressed forward throughout many years, through many trials by fire. Through many difficult testing times of adversity and extremity. We have held fast to the faith. Given no choice when even despite us, the seed of spirit is sown in us and is beginning to emerge and reveal that invisible tree of life whose fruits will sustain and nourish us. If we just rest in the word and let there be light, we don't need the mind to do this. We need to be still. It's a paradox, but it is the action of non-action that is the greatest of all actions. So don't be fooled by the conditioned mind that tells you you have to be knowing something or doing something to achieve something you don't. But what is required is perhaps the hardest thing of all, for all. And that is to be still. You are divine being. And the divine being that you are is revealing itself to you in your awareness now. God is, I am. I would speak. But except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. And so I trust totally. If no words come, it is because healing happens in silence. And we all need to be healed. Of that universal belief in a selfhood apart from each other and from God. Spiritual seed sown, take root in silence. The life within that seed brings forth growth in silence. And in due season, the blossom opens to the light, all in silence. There are teachings that operate. There are teachers who function in silence. We may not yet be ready for those, but we are ready for this. As few words as we need to lead us into the silence. The mind doesn't quite know how to deal with silence. It hasn't yet learned to enjoy silence. It doesn't yet realize the blessing of silence. Yet without silence, nothing is. Innermost silence and awareness alone contain the revelation of spirit as the substance of all form. This can only be apprehended in silence. And in stillness of mind and awareness. And as we find our peace in the silence, as we are comfortable together in the awareness of the One Presence, the spiritual purpose in our being here is being fulfilled. I have certainly never attended a class given entirely in the silence. But perhaps it is time, and we as a collective body are ready. No longer needing to hear the sound of the spoken word. But simply to let our awareness of that living presence that is that one I in us all reveal itself. And the less words there are, the more likely it is that we shall hear the voice of that silence speak. Having known many of you for many years, I know. This is why we're here. It cannot be otherwise, but that we are ready to have the experience that Joel says is the infinite way. It's a state of consciousness. Divinely natural to each and every one of us. It is that divine kingdom in which the soul is at home. The mind is still and the heart at peace. There remain no questions. For the answer is revealed as I am. The questioner no longer is, only I am. The all-knowing is. There is nothing it needs to ask because there is nothing it does not know. And this is the nature of the I, of your being, of the one being, of my being, of our being. Now. We may have bodies that shout and families that cause concern, and areas of our lives which disturb, but that is all the illusion of the human dream born of a belief in a selfhood apart when the I that you are is forever one with all that God is. It is never not so. And the dissolution of all erroneous conditions takes place in a moment of awakening. In the realization, I and my Father are one. It doesn't deny us the freedom of our human experience. It regenerates us in the fullness of our creative self-expressing, the source of all creativity, can then flow and reveal itself unhindered and speak of those things that eyes cannot see nor ears hear, which have never entered into the hearts of men, but which speak to the soul. Those are the forms of words or deeds or actions. The whole world groaneth and travaileth for. This is really a prolonged meditation. With a few words thrown in. Just to remind us that we are on course. It may be that we are unused to experiencing ourselves. In such a way. Without doing. But this is by far the greater work that ye shall do. Resting and letting. So be comfortably still. In a quietness of mind and in the confidence of peace shall be thy strength. It will renew our strength. In the stillness, because it is a new heaven and a new earth. It's a new way of being. And Joel says if anyone thinks it doesn't work, they haven't tried it. Because Spirit says, just try me and see. If I am not good, if I do not make the crooked places straight, just be willing to release man, the hypnotism of mortality. For what is man that thou art mindful of him when only I am? This is the mystical vision. The awareness of which is contained in silence. Be still. And know, I am. In the midst of it all, I am, despite it all, and no matter what the evidence of the senses might present, never doubt, I am. Trust the silence. To lead you. This isn't a lecture. It might be called a class. But it's just an experience of the self that you are. whose time is come. When words are no longer needed, for we already know, I and my Father are one. The word needs no words. It is a new way. My peace give I. Unto you, it says, but not as the world giveth, give I unto you, but my peace it cannot be talked about. It can only be experienced. You are omnipresent being, incorporeal being, changeless being. That isn't what the senses say. That is what I say. The I of being says. I am incorporeal being. Timeless, changeless, ever-present being. Unborn, undying. Pure and perfect being. This is the I of your being. It needs no words to speak. It needs no actions to achieve. It needs no mediator to come to you because it is you. It is the I of you speaking to you, of you. Of your eternal nature. Of the reality, the truth, and the fact that there is only one life. And you are that life. It finds individual expression infinitely, as all that there is. But it is what you are. You are that. You are the one I am. You have never been other. The hypnotism of a material sense of life, the illusion of a selfhood apart, the evidence of the senses and all who support and substantiate the illusion, never make it so. Are we able to take no thought for that which appears as, but abide in that which is the life of all that we see? Your being is speaking to you. Revealing its allness to you. Spirit must break new ground in us. And it happens in silence. and in stillness. It's happening. Just let it. We are being prepared to meet thy God. In stillness. This is not something we can judge by the appearance. If we are to appreciate what is happening, Spirit is making straight the paths of the Lord in you to reveal the fullness of yourself to you. We never know what to expect, so never outline how you think it should be. For in a way that ye know not, and in a moment ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. Self-revelation happens. Self-realization takes place. That is why we're here, to have an experience of the one self that you have never not been. The eternal I that will forever be, and which will reveal to you the freedom of the I in you. It is not other than you, it is you. And it says to you, I am come that you have life more abundant. Let the revelation take place. Let the healing happen. That is why we're here. All taking place in stillness. And having put your hand to the plow of silence, don't go back. But be still. And let the fullness of God reveal itself to you as the eye of your being. For there are not two. There is only one. And you are that one. You're not a part of it. It is not a part of you. You are the fullness of it. You always have been. And you always will be. Just stand ye still. It seems to me as if we have started in the deep end. Normally this is where we aim to arrive at, and it seems we've started from. So I thank you for your contribution of silence and stillness and awareness and peace. Just let it remain in you. It's a timeless moment in which there is no separation. So maintain the awareness of our oneness, and we will meet in it again, in what is called tomorrow. But it's all here and now. And it always will be. It's so simple. Such is the simplicity of the healing truth, and it all takes place in silence. Thank you. Thank you.